are back. This is another Insect Essentials from the Insect News Network. I'm your host, E. Emmett Brady. And here's a question for you. What is the connection between corn on the cob, the Mekong Delta in Vietnam, and the crash of the subprime housing market? Well, here's a hint. It's the same connection that's between Donald Rumsfeld, the artificial sweetener NutraSweet, and the propaganda politics of the Big Six agribusiness companies. On today's episode of the Insect News Network, we look at the world of the microcosm on the platform of online media and how it translates both into the benevolent citizen science initiatives and the controversial agribusiness propaganda. As you might already know, we look at the world of insects on three platforms: the practical, the compelling, and the sublime. In this show, we also look at the weird and the unbelievable. In the spotlight on today's show is the most diverse and abundant form of life on the planet. It's the beetles, the order Coleoptera. Especially we look at boll weevils and the romantic luminescence created by fireflies, the Lampyridae, also known as lightning bugs. Some of the hexapod headlines include a bizarre and controversial move by the coffee chain Starbucks to start putting bugs in their frappuccinos. I also look at how damselfly girls prefer the hot males, and how some bugs vibrate signals along leaves and stems like tin can telephone. Since this show is about propaganda and ethics, I dissect the repulsive contradiction of companies that create life and destroy it all at the same time. How I look at the agribusiness industry, the ones that produce our food, and how they're also the same companies that produce highly toxic chemicals with systemic environmental problems designed to control pest species. How do they affect us, and when does the truth come out? Part of the analysis is in the post-Civil War South, which led to the monocropping of cotton and explosions in boll weevils moving in from Mexico. This inevitably led to the overuse of the malicious and highly toxic pesticide DDT, the effects of which are still causing problems in the health of humans and the environment. The whole affair, well, it kind of pisses me off. And if it pisses you off too, I want to hear what you think and how you feel. Send me information at info@insectnewsnetwork.com. And to hear the full show, type in #5, that's #5 in the search bar at insectnewsnetwork.com. And please help spread the buzz.